It's Matthew and Mikey on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Welcome back to Critter Control, where we've been today. It's been fantastic here. We always love speaking with new friends, and especially when they're new friends who, after Saturday, we may not be friends with them. I'm just saying. I mean, so it's good before Saturday.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Let's hope we can, because Mississippi State is a common opponent of Kentucky every single year.
Yeah, every year. And Landon Young is joining us now. You can follow him on Twitter at the number 96 Forever Young. He's the managing editor for at M State Sports and a great website, For Whom the Cowbell Tolls. Mikey and I are very interested in literature, so that's we love this website. And he's joining us now. Hey, Landon, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes, sir. All right, here's where we want to start. Both teams on Saturday, last Saturday, had really tough games. Obviously, Kentucky with Florida and Mississippi State with Kansas State. These are two teams that suffered through painful losses, I would say, on Saturday. And now they get to strap it up again and come right at each other this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about what happened with Mississippi State and Kansas State last Saturday.
Well, going into the game, I would say from a fan base perspective, we all sort of expected to win. And I guess that could be why the crowd was semi-low on Saturday, but also because it was 98 degrees out and everyone had come back from the past Saturday and did not want to experience that again. So it was a tough game to watch just from a fan's perspective, because you had a quarterback in Tommy Stevens that you knew had been injured. You just didn't know the severity of it. And we had no clue going into that game. And so he comes out the first couple drives, looks nothing like himself from the first two games. And you're going, well, we got to go with our next guy, who is Garrett Schrader, the true freshman. And he came in, he did a great job. But all in all, you can't blame it on the quarterback either. And it came down to coaching. And we couldn't really make the play calls on third and short and third and six to make the game, to make it happen, to get the dub. So all in all, just a tough game to watch.
What's up with the status on Tommy Stevens for this week?
Same deal. It was like, I actually saw a tweet last night from Tyler Horka, who is an editor over at the Clarion Ledger here in Mississippi. And he was saying it feels like deja vu, because it was like the exact same thing they asked him last night in the media conference, the media pressers, about how's he feeling. He said he's feeling good and he should be ready to go. But, you know, that's the same thing we heard this past week, and he just didn't look the same on Saturday.
What is going on with him, for those of us that don't know? His shoulder, is that what it is?
That's what we assume. We don't know a whole lot about it. We've heard upper body injury, but we're assuming shoulder, yeah.
The upper body injury, yeah.
Well, what is the weather going to be this weekend? You mentioned 98 last weekend.
Yeah, so it's going to be hot again, but I'm hearing the high of 89, so I'm not hearing as hot.
Oh, cold wave, yeah.
By being an SEC team, there'll be a big crowd there, I would say. A later time, too, 4 o'clock.
You would hope so. I mean, I'm thinking first SEC home game of the season, we should pack the place out.
Now, I want to get back to something that you mentioned. You talked about coaching decisions, and we're very happy with our coaching staff here at Kentucky, by the way, with Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant.
I would be sure.
Some of the things that are going on here. There were some calls at the end of the Kentucky-Florida game that some of us weren't that happy with. I think that's part of it for every fan base. But talk to us a little bit about what you meant when you said that as far as the coaching goes.
Well, I actually talked a little bit about it in my most recent article on For Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and my four takeaways from this past Saturday's loss and how the problems all start with the head coach. And our head coach, Joe Moorhead, is the offensive play caller. So we expect him to be the play caller. And, you know, and when he came in, all we heard was how crazy his offensive play calling mind was and how we were just going to have all of these different types of setups and different types of plays, but that is not what we've really been seeing, especially when we traded quarterbacks in, because when Stevens was injured and they pulled him for the rest of the game on Saturday, it looked like the playbook got a whole lot smaller.
Well, don't you kind of think that's a logical thing to do when you lose your starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Or was it like that the first two games also?
I mean, it was still sort of the same, but when Schrader came in, when Garrett Schrader came in, you just knew that it looked like there was three plays. It looked like it was Hill, it was a short pass, or it was back to Hill up the middle. Because Colin Hill is our guy, you know. And there wasn't a whole lot of trickery, which, you know, you think that you don't even have to have that against Kansas State, but Kansas State is a much improved team from last year.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah,
I'm guessing the fact that there's a hangover from the fact you lost Dan Mullen would be my guess as far as a new coach goes.
Yeah, you could say that. It was just, like I said, what we heard coming in was offensive mind, offensive mind, offensive mind, and it just doesn't seem to be that way.
You know, it's funny. If you mention the name Garrett Schrader to almost anybody, most people won't know who you're talking about. But if you mention a kid that went 18 feet in the air and got helicoptered, that everybody in America will know exactly who you're talking about. That play was unbelievable.
Absolutely. That was you could hear the breath come out of everyone in the stadium. It's just like, oh my gosh, you couldn't believe how high it went. And then, you know, a lot of us, like myself, are sitting there just going, did he get it? Did he get it? And did he get the first down? It's 4th and 16. But it was an awesome effort. I really just appreciated the effort from Schrader. And I think the future looks bright with him. So,
yeah, but here's the thing, Landon. We're speaking with Landon Young from down at Mississippi State.
By the way, you have a namesake that's pretty good that's coming in there, too.
Yeah. Are you as big as our Landon Young?
I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
Well, he's a defensive end for –
he's one of the top offensive linemen in the country.
Yeah.
So
6'7" and 320, I believe.
Yeah.
I do know who you guys are talking about because I remember watching the game on Saturday and the name called out. And it's like, oh, that's my name.
Yeah, he's great. But here's the thing. I think Schrader, you know, mentally, he wasn't really there because he didn't stretch the ball out to try to get the first down.
No, you can't imagine he would be when he's that high in the air, you know.
Man, it was just unbelievable.
You know, Landon, as a place – here at Kentucky, where we've had many legendary basketball coaches. And whenever any one of them leaves, you always get that with the new guy that comes in. I'll just say, give him a chance, and you might be surprised with the results you get from Moorhead.
Yeah, and here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, will overreact on Twitter and wherever.
Of course.
Just about how that never happened with Dan Mullen. And I beg to differ. Everybody always remembers the South Alabama game where we lost with Dan Mullen, but then there's several other games, even when we had Dak Prescott on our team, where we beat Bowling Green by one in our homecoming game. So it's like you're going to get those games where you just kind of have a bad day, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone else we should keep our eye on? We got about 3 minutes left. Anyone else we should keep our eye on when we go down there to Starkville?
Any other football players?
Yeah, Bulldogs.
Okay. But who's the ones that you have on there right now?
Well, we've been talking about them. You know, obviously Tommy Stevens and Schrader and Kylan Hill. Tell us a little bit more about Kylan Hill. He's one of the best running backs in the SEC.
Yeah, coming into this game, he's got the third most yards in the country. So the kid is incredible. this past week was actually the first game Mississippi State has lost when he eclipsed his 100 yards. Wow. So, my thing is, Colin Hill's still going to get his yards no matter win or lose. So, the kid is incredible. He's kind of the guy that we rely on right now, especially with not knowing who our quarterback's going to be. And Colin Hill all the way, superb athlete, and he runs harder than anybody I've ever seen. He just every single play, it doesn't matter. He's going to run his hardest. So,
did you ever get a cowbell for Christmas?
I've gotten several. I'll probably have 15 laying around the house.
Do you only use them at football games, or like
you can't sometimes use them in basketball?
Sometimes
anymore,
you walk down the street like ringing the cowbell.
Oh yeah, you know, just anytime. On the way to work, wherever it is.
But they aren't allowed to use them at the basketball stadium, right?
Not inside. No, you can't bring your cowbell.
Do you know Neil Price?
Yeah, well, I know of Neil. Me and him aren't friends personally, but yeah, Neil's a great guy, and I know
he's a good friend of ours.
We got him from you guys.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours and a really great guy. So say hello to him and that you talked with us, and he'd be glad to hear it.
I said hello to him once. Me and him were working out in the Sanderson Center together over at Mississippi State my senior year, so that was the one time I met him.
All right. Well, it's been great having you on with us, and we really appreciate you taking some time. And good luck Saturday up to a point. I guess we can say that.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, man.
Take your cowbells.
We'll see you.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
That's Landon Young. The website is forwhomthebelltolls.com, and it's part of SB Nation. Our great friends over at SB Nation. And you can follow them on Twitter at the number 96, Forever Young. And Saturday, when he gets a look at our Landon Young, he'll understand what we meant by that question. All right, that'll do it for us here, I believe.
Yeah, we love Critter Control.
As always, we have had such a great time here. We're very thankful that we can partner with Critter Control and Julie Nolan and Dr. Christensen and young Matt Christensen. Well, he's not really that young.
Yeah,
I'll just say Matt Christensen, a younger Matt Christensen. Mm. Stay tuned. We got the Red Legs coming up in a little while. Once again, they're going to beat the Cubs again tonight.
Well, that would be good. Take two out of three.
That's
what they've been doing all season.
Yes. We got these 10 games left now, and I'm going to say we're going to do well and continue to carry this forward all through the offseason.
Still got a chance to play 500 ball.
When do pitchers and catchers report?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow.
We hope.
We're brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris on ESPN Sports Radio.
1392.5 at the home of the Reds in Lexington. Suicide rapper.